is chilling. What more can I say? Top villain.
What up, everybody? This your man, Bill Bellamy, and this is Top Billing, the number one podcast for the culture, the movement, and the discussion. Today, we have a special guest, a influencer, an actress, a model, and a comedian. I think she's very, very funny and, and has such a wonderful personality. She is LA-based, and I like to call her the LA sensation. Some people call her Persephone. We call her Top Billing. Make some noise for Persephone. How you like that intro, babe?
I love it.
Come on now. That's how we do it.
Oh, my God. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I love what you're doing. And I had a Big Ja on.
Yes, that's my guy.
So Big Ja, influencer, funny, comedian, self-made guy, trying to make it happen. And I saw that, you know, you're doing the same. Like, you know, you are innovative. You are funny. You are beautiful. And you use all your tools. I was just curious about your story. I'm like, okay. I love influencing people. I love positive images. I love when women are taking charge of their future.
Okay. So I have a whole little story.
Okay.
Me and my girls were supposed to go to Miami, right?
Girls trip.
Girls trip to Miami. But really, one of them was getting married. Mm-hmm. We was going out there for the bachelorette party. And a week before the trip, I ruptured my Achilles playing basketball. So I'm out here trying to get in shape, you know,
boom, boom, boom.
Miami. I ruptured my Achilles. Now, during that process, before I ruptured my Achilles, I had been trying to find swimwear that would fit the girls,
the team.
The elephants in the room.
Yeah, I don't know if y'all see that. If you do not have visuals, please watch us on YouTube and you will see what we are talking about. Absolutely beautiful. Continue. Yes.
So I couldn't find any tops that really fit me.
Okay.
And the plus size swimwear that was out there was like frumpy, ugly, you know. So while I was in my recovery, because I had to have emergency surgery, I started designing swimsuits. And I was down for the count for like 6 months to a year. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to put these into production. And so I started my own swimwear company called Sophisticated Signature.
Right.
And I was like, let me do just all the back end work. So then I hired models and it went really well. I was in a fashion show and everything. And then I ran out of money. So I was like, you know what? I got to model it myself. So I started modeling my own swimsuits and my brand just started building after that, you know? So I got
into a great story.
Yeah. So then I ended up meeting an influencer called Troy in LA. Mm-hmm. And I had seen some of his comedy sketches and he booked me for something and I met Ja at that. And so I also had some Airbnbs that I was like, I was a hustler.
You are, out here in LA, you got to hustle, baby.
Yes. So they booked one of my Airbnbs to shoot a comedy sketch. And that's where I met Ja. And then we just started working from there. I had no experience with anything, no comedy, nothing. I was a therapist. I've been a therapist for 10 years working with juvenile sex offenders.
No way.
So that, you know, we had a lot of humor in that job because we had to in order to stay sane.
Yeah, it's a tough area.
Yeah, so that's my background with that. And then it just, we all kind of grouped together. So we started with really, really, like, I had maybe 1,000 followers on Instagram.
Correct.
You know, and then as soon as we started doing it, it just, like, it shot up.
But what's so cool about you took an adversity and flipped it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, okay, I'm sitting down for a minute. I'm not going to be able. I got to do my rehab. Mm-hmm. But my pen is going to get me out of this.
Mm-hmm.
So you started designing. Was your swimwear predominantly for full body women?
Mm-hmm. And you know, my crazy tail self calmed myself trying to do some conservative swimwear.
Yeah, right.
Because I know a lot of well-endowed women sometimes like to cover up certain flaws, certain areas. Man, I made one swimsuit that was skanky.
And they was selling out the what?
That was what everybody wanted. So I was like, back to the drawing board. More thongs and string bikinis.
Yeah, because the thing is, women want to feel sexy. Mm-hmm. You are confident enough to do it. Like, you have the confidence. It doesn't matter what you got going on. You just have confidence. Like, you breathe confidence, right?
And I didn't always have it. What, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't always have, no.
What made you turn the corner? Because I've interviewed a lot of women, and I've interviewed a lot of beautiful women, and they don't always feel beautiful, mm-hmm. right? And so, how did you get to the point in your life where you were like, you know what, I'm gonna step into my fear, or I'm gonna and go to the other side of it?
I had gotten fired from my job, mm-hmm. right, and I had to, when I was working with the juvenile sex offenders, this is a intense job. I had to make sure I was covered. Correct. You know, I wasn't like those model chicks that are teachers wearing the super tight.
Right, right.
Show
no,
everything.
You were like,
then,
you calmed you know, all the way down.
I was, yes.
Okay.
And when you have to do that, you're self-conscious about how you're looking every day. Correct. And so when I lost that job, I was like, okay, well,
now I can be free a little bit. Like I can
no
do a little
need
more.
To cover up anymore, right. you know. So
but
I'm
you
like,
got a lot going yeah. on. You know what I mean? In the most respectful way. Like I find like in this business, let's say Hollywood, right? Mm-hmm. It caters to the slimmer or the this mm-hmm. or that, and blah blah blah. And it's very few women along the way, and I can speak on as far as comedians and even artists that mm-hmm. embrace being beautiful and voluptuous. And there's an audience for that,
yes.
you know? Like
yes.
when Monique first came out.
Oh, yeah.
Monique's whole thing was like, she championed being a big girl and embracing your sexy, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, and most recently, you know, Lizzo before, you know, right now she's having a little tough
she got
time.
A little stuff a little going on. Going on. Yeah,
but
yeah.
let's just say her whole vibe was about embracing the freedom of right. who you are.
Yes.
And I think that's a beautiful thing because I think you guys need that, you
yes,
know?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I'm still going through things. Like I was actually booked for Miami Swim Week. I was supposed to walk in a show. Mm-hmm. And I got wind that one of the casting directors of the show cut me the okay. week of because they said my boobs were too big. It was so disheartening because I was like, I thought we had come,
past
you know,
that.
Past that. And, you know, I've been in several shows. I've walked in several shows. And so for them to, and this was one of the biggest shows that I would have ever walked in, for them to cut me the same week. We had everything
ready to roll.
You know, I still went or whatever, but I felt it. It stung a little
bit.
Yeah,
that hurts a little bit because mm-hmm. you understand that they're profiling you in a certain way and mm-hmm. it's not to your advantage. And it's not, at this age, I think what we need to do is include everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's, when it comes to modeling, I think they should do something for each type of woman. Because
mm-hmm.
I remember when I first came in the game, you know, I felt like I wanted to represent for the brown skinned brothers
okay.
that look like me.
That
like,
works.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I felt like, you know, Wesley Snipes, me, and there's a couple other cats, you know what I'm saying? Like, we the chocolate boys, you
mm-hmm.
know, we got to make sure that they recognize us.
Right.
Morris Chestnut, you know, Leon, I'm
yeah,
just thinking, you know,
it.
Denzel. Like, I'm just thinking, like, that was my thing coming back.
Mm-hmm.
When I came up in the game, being a brown skinned brother, I felt like I got to represent every brown skinned
right.
brother in the world. And I feel like you're doing the same thing. Like you're representing women who aren't the whatever prototype body
mm-hmm.
type, but you are embracing it in a sexy and beautiful way.
And what I love about it is I receive so many messages. And ladies, I see your messages even if I don't get a chance to respond.
Correct.
There's so many women that message me and say, I didn't get a breast reduction because of you. I love my figure now because of you.
But you're tall too. This
mm-hmm.
is a thing that people are not understanding. You're an athlete, one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you're a tall woman as well. Mm-hmm. So it actually fits you.
Yeah.
Like it goes, I mean, it's obviously bigger than norm, but it mm-hmm. fits your stature. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean?
I'm more confident than I used to be. So I don't worry about what people are saying when I'm out. And I just like to have fun and just enjoy myself.
So would you say that Persephone is still a work in progress?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Always.
You're still evolving.
Yes. Yes. I'm always finding ways to become a better person.
I often get asked this question, what are my thoughts on influencers and people that use social media to build a brand?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really, really fun and creative to do it because there's no ceilings on what you can do.
Right.
When I look at a person like you who, you know, started out as an athlete, decided that, you know, I'm one day I'm going to do something different. Mm-hmm. You know, you worked in a serious job. You know, when you're a therapist and you're helping people through issues, it's a lot of that stuff bleeds on you. You know what I mean? Because you have empathy, you have compassion. You're trying to figure out what's making this person tick this way. Blah blah blah.
And I'm working with. At the time, I was working with what people would describe as the scum of society. Like, people don't get to know people's stories if they find out one thing about them that disgusts them.
Correct.
So with these individuals, these clients that I'm working with, I have to push past what the average person would think, which is what I would think, too, to get their backstory and then understand, well, how could you do this to a 2-year-old? Mm. How could you do this to a 10-year-old? You know, and being able to understand and say, okay, now we have to work through that is really difficult because when you start working with someone, especially like juveniles who were adjudicated of a crime, when they come to you, they're still in the mindset, the court mindset. So, you know, when people are in court, the court mindset is say as least as possible, don't take responsibility for anything, you know. So then once you're guilty, you're adjudicated, then you go to the treatment facility, but you're still in the same mindset. So how does treatment start if you're still in the same mindset of
Who do you trust to?
Right.
How is it that this information that I could potentially give you going to harm me moving forward?
Right.
And I mean, I've never really had experience in that area, but I'm just thinking in real time, it would be really, really difficult to see many upsides to it because I think a lot of times people that experience those things, it happened to them.
Right.
So they're repeating a situation. Mm-hmm.
So what we end up dealing with is not only am I trying to understand and empathize, but I'm dealing with somebody who's in a mindset of I'm not going to take responsibility. And so I might come across as arrogant. I might have an attitude. I might, you know, they're master manipulators. So then how do I empathize with someone who did something heinous? And now I have to like try to keep it calm and cool and understand through like your arrogance and anger issues. And then you have some that are just straight up psychotic.
They're just ain't no help.
So it was just like, it was a lot. And it was a burnout job because you don't make that much money, you know. So
and you're stressed out.
Yeah,
like I can't imagine because I have friends that work in in correction officers or work in different systems, jail systems and stuff like that, different jobs in there, and they say, you know, that 12 to 15 hours that they're in that world, they are in that world. And to come out of it and go to a bar and hang out, they have to click down, like click, 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 and be able to go, okay, whew, let that off for a day or half a day to go right back in there. Mm-hmm. And so when you were doing that, was there any person that you thought like, well, maybe I helped that one person to be a better person?
Absolutely. And that was my thing. That's cool. I could prevent at least one other person from being victimized, then I was like, my job is done, you know. But I feel like we helped a lot. But I am going to say this, whenever I do see like little articles on social media, somebody doing something, I'll be like, oh, please don't let it be
one of your kids.
One of my kids.
Yeah. Because like, let me tell you, this is a thing that I love, love, love about doing Top Billing and having a podcast where we can meet people because everybody's journey is just different. Like we don't know where we're going. We may start here, right? Mm-hmm. Like just think about being in a job like you had, being a therapist, dealing with some of the most emotional and sort of, you know, heinous and crazy things, and then turn around and become an influencer and make women feel good about themselves. Right. Like, that is incredible.
I was a little nervous.
I mean, I'm going to tell you why. It's a big turn.
I'm going to tell you why. When I was working at the... right out of grad school...
Okay.
Did you hear
out of grad school, guys? Right out of grad school. Go ahead.
Right out of grad school, I was looking for a job, couldn't find a job. I got approached to model for Smooth Magazine.
I remember right? Smooth. Yes.
I got the chance.
That's late 90s, right?
Mine was of course in 2000s. 2000.
Oh my, yeah, you're a little younger than me. Yeah. Sorry, I kind of dated myself. Sorry, guys.
So I got a chance to model for them. Mm. Now I had never modeled before.
Okay,
no, nothing. I needed a job. I was like, oh, maybe if I do this, like I'll, you know, get a chance to make some money or right. whatever. And so I met with a casting director. He casted me. I ended up getting the cover. And then I ended up getting that job working with the sex offenders. So then it was like, it came out right.
That's the worst thing you could have done was be on the cover of Smooth. Right. And then your smooth ass kind of walk in here and deal with these crazy
And I got like hand bras, you know, so lingerie. So it's like, oh no. So then one of the kids went to the barbershop on a home pass.
Oh no.
And they had the magazine on the table in the barbershop.
And I
was like, oh, he brought it to Lord, when I tell you my supervisors.
They was hot. Cause
but Smooth they couldn't magazine fire me.
But the thing about Smooth magazine was it was like just sexy.
Yeah.
Like it was right at the borderline. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's the poses are sexy. You don't see nothing but you imagine. You know what I mean? I remember Smooth. I have several copies. Yeah. Excuse me. Am I telling on myself there? Ooh, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Anyway. So that was unfortunate.
It got brought up pretty much like once a year. You know, I have all my superiors pull me in. And they're like, so it's it happened again. And I'm like, another one? So I used to be afraid that I was going to get fired. You know, so I used to be walking on eggshells at that job thinking, you know, and then what young boys do, they'll take one thing that they see and they're like, oh, it was lesbian porn or something like that. And I'm like, wait, I was just modeling.
I wasn't even doing nothing.
Nobody else.
Right. Nobody was in my picture.
So my supervisors are like, yeah, so we got wind that there was some lesbian porn. And I'm like, no.
They just trying to get you fired, man.
Right. So once I left that job, it was like,
okay.
Whatever. Okay. That I have that modeling. They like me in that industry. Yeah. Like, so we can get back into it. Let's go. Like, where are we at?
Yeah. Well, this is the thing where, you know, I just go with my gut. And this is where I think you excel and why you're successful and you're on your path. Because you are courageous enough to keep moving. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you're over here. Boom. Oh, I fell. Okay, I'm going to get up. Boom. You know what I'm saying? I didn't mean to do that, but I did. Okay, keep moving. And that's what I think is the difference between people who become super successful and people who get stuck, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we all have setbacks.
Right.
You know what I mean? And one of the things that I like that is how you're doing it. All your platforms are touching people in different ways, which is so cool. You know, you're on social media. You're heavy on it. You jump in on other people's podcasts. Mm-hmm. You got your own big threads.
Yeah.
Let's talk about thick threads.
Like,
let's talk about thick threads. Yeah.
Let's talk about it. I love thick threads so much. So
you got all calm. Like, oh, let's talk about thick threads.
So Thick Threads is my podcast with Patrick Cloud. Mm-hmm. And basically the premise of our show is we go down different rabbit holes around social media, Twitter, Reddit, Instagram carousels, and we find some of the most interesting topics that people are talking about.
Okay.
So it's not necessarily based on any like pop culture or what's tea or what's going on in the blogs or celebrities. It's really audience focused. Right. So we find these funny threads.
Get in the trenches.
Yeah. And we just talk about them and we laugh about them and joke about them and we relate to them. So the audience really loves it because we're talking about them.
Literally, and what they're feeling.
Yeah, so we were with Revolt. Mm-hmm. And we
shout out to Revolt TV.
Yeah, so we just performed live for the first time at Revolt World.
Oh, so, look at you trying to turn up. All right.
Period. We doing a little something. So it was really good. I had never performed live before. So I wasn't sure what my stage presence was going to look like. Patrick has, though, and I was able to,
I'm sure you did fine.
I did.
I know you did.
Yeah, they really liked it. The audience laughed, you know, so they were really engaged. So I was really happy about that. So it really did something for the show, and I'm really excited about it.
Was there one topic that you guys did and you was like, oh my God, that was crazy. I'm glad we did it.
Oh my God,
that was too much. Which one?
No. So what really kind of put us out there, our very first episode.
I know, it's crazy.
We went over this story of a girl who basically described that her fiance has a micro penis.
Micro. Mm-hmm. That means it's barely visible.
Yeah, come to find out he was cheating on her. Mm-hmm. So how you have a micro penis and you cheating on me?
With a nail file. So, right. So he's got an emery board.
Right. So, you know, one of the small ones.
The baby.
Mini emery boards. Yeah.
The little joint.
The travel size.
But he got another chick with that.
Right. So it was
maybe
like
she
that
was
one.
Small. You never know.
Or was it a chick?
It was deep. You gotta ask.
So that was our very first episode, and people was just like, what is this show? You know, so, but we do some fun stuff. So we have different segments of the show. Like we talk about the actual threads themselves, and we give like little facts at the end. I have a little segment where I spit some bars I write.
Oh, you're a freestyler as well.
But they're called Persephone's Bad Bars.
Bars.
I think they're quite clever.
Can you give us something on Top Billing? Can we get a Top Billing exclusive?
Sure. I have one.
You
I'll
got
do
bars?
The one that I did
Should I go on my phone and see if I got some bars?
Yes, see if you got some bars.
Okay, let's see if we got some bars. You got bars?
Yeah, I'm okay.
These are just random. This was not set up. We do not know that we were going to go bar for bar, but I might have something in my phone that might be substantial.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Let's see. These are bars by Persephone. Go.
They might not be good. It depends on how you like it, but
go.
It's getting scary. He walking slow like he's underwater. I call him Gary. Mm. I asked him where he's from. He said Dubai, and he likes to eat. So I opened my legs and took him to the middle feast.
Go, Gary.
Now, you know Gary is SpongeBob's snail underwater.
All right. I don't know if I got nothing like that. Jesus Christ, to the middle feast.
The middle feast.
Damn. Well, I'm trying to feel like what do I have in my phone?
We started off because, you know, I ain't no rapper, so I didn't want to have the responsibility of being like Persephone's good bars.
Yeah. Right. You know, so let's I'm make like, them bad so if they turn out good, we good.
Right. Yeah. The manipulation.
The way we make it work. Oh, my God. You got another one?
Right, I'm trying to remember because the people really like this one. I said, I said, damn, son, this cat'll have you in love like Damson. It'll hit you like a snowball. So good have you feeling like you on propofol.
I don't want nothing that make me feel that crazy. God damn. Who are some of the women that influenced you where you wanted to be in the game? Like, you're like, I love what they're doing and they inspire me.
I've always gravitated towards the big girls in the industry, you know? Go. So I really did love it when Monique championed
the full figure lady.
Yeah.
Thank God you are tall because honestly, I'm not just saying this because you're on the show. Mm-hmm. I think your height, it fits you. Like, you carry it well. It doesn't look like disproportionate. You just look like a beautiful, voluptuous woman. You just see you and you go, damn, all right. Hey, whoa, I see it. And, you know, fellas, now that we live in L.A., we want to see it move. Because, you know, that them new BBLs, they...
Right. The BBLs ain't really moving.
They're not moving
the
like
shots,
a real
boob. The girls with the shots, it's moving like water.
What's the shots? Because guys don't know that.
Shots, like,
what's the shot? Go.
I don't know what's in the shots, but
it's something. It's, so you get a, you go lay down and they shoot your booty with a shot.
Yeah.
And what
yeah,
does that do?
Shots.
Put
them
air?
Girls, and I don't know, some type of substance. I don't know what it is, but them girls, when they twerk, they the ones that's twerking, and it's just like, yeah.
It left to right, left. Yeah. It looked like a, it's just like, it looked like an 8-cylinder V8.
You know, it's like, what's that inflatable?
Yeah.
Flailing arm man. Yeah.
I just don't like the girls' booties that look like two basketballs.
Yeah.
And like you could see under the booty cheek, because this is just for the people out there that want to know the cheat code to a real booty, right? Mm-hmm. So if you look at a real booty, you will notice the thigh will match the ass. Mm-hmm. Think about this. The thighs is sometimes literally, wait, a natural thigh meat. It gives support to the weight of the booty.
Oh,
see, okay. So okay. A girl who's a track or a star, or a girl who ran track, or a woman who is a pro athlete. Let's leave it at that. Mm-hmm. Whatever the sport is, right? If you notice she has great quads, her quads will support her booty. Mm-hmm. It will look like, oh, they go together. Mm-hmm. When your leg look like a chicken wing and your booty is a drumstick, it don't.
It's just like pop,
bing, boom.
It looks like one of those pops, you know, those chicken wing pops.
There you go. It's a chicken wing pop. We might have to find us a nice little. We got to find us a graphic. Hey, girl, stop walking around here with that chicken wing pop.
Yeah, but so I said all that just to say that, you know, I had the athletic build and then kind of instantly it just got thick. And right. So I didn't. Growing up, I wasn't looking up to the big girls. It was like I was an athlete. Right. I was
you
out
wasn't
here.
Even in that lane.
I was a tomboy,
yeah.
You know. But then once I actually started gaining weight and getting thicker, I said, okay, she championing for us. So,
yeah.
You know, yes. So Monique is definitely somebody who I appreciate her message. I know she got a lot of flack when she lost the weight.
Yeah, I was mad because I like Monique a little thicker. But, you know, that's just me loving Monique.
But, I mean, people got to do what they got to do, you know. And so you never know what people are going through behind the scenes, you know. So you could be like, hey, big girl this, big girl that. But then when you get back home and you look in the mirror, you might be like, man, I love that part about myself, but I do want to experience something different. The people don't really give you the grace to do that.
Yes, you don't get a chance to evolve. So as we're looking forward, what more can we expect from you? I'm very happy you came by today. You just bring light to the show. You bring so much good energy.
No, you're a legend. So when I was able to, the fact that I can even sit here right now across from you is just
But that's the journey, though. That's what I love. I love it, love it, love it. I love about following your dream, right? Mm-hmm. One of my favorite sayings is your gift will make room for you.
Oh.
And when you are gifted, your gift will put you in places you're supposed to be.
Mm.
Right?
Okay.
So maybe, you know, you're in college, you're in high school, you see how to be a player. You don't see like 25 years later or whatever it is, you're going to be here and making noise and I'm going to be talking to you.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see it.
Look at God. Won't he do it?
We here. So yeah, I have a travel show called We Trippin'. That's also with Patrick Clout. And a true crime podcast called Grizzly Tales, which is also with Patrick Clout. So we have three shows under our IP. And then I'm starting a little unique cooking show. I do well in the kitchen. So.
Is it called Tops on Cover? What is it
called?
I'm trying to think of stove tops on tops or
ooh.
Tops on stoves.
What tops is on pots. Pots on top. Tops on, I don't know.
I guarantee you people be watching your show.
I haven't fully named it yet. It's just kind of in the works, but it's really just like Persephone's Kitchen.
I honestly thank you for stopping by. And
thank
when
you
want to launch any of those other projects, I think we would need to be the place you stop by and give us some love.
That part.
And I just enjoyed your, also I enjoyed her bars. Can we give it a round of applause for her bars?
Thank you.
I couldn't find mine, but that is it. Everybody here on Top Billing, another episode locked and loaded. We'll see you on the next one. Thank you, Persephone.
Thank you.
In the building.
Milk is chilling. Giz is chilling.